From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Despite occasional slowdowns caused by rain, California rice farmers have had good weather for planting their 2020 crops, but acreage may be less than estimated as some water districts have restricted irrigation supplies. Farmers have also struggled with reduced availability of key fertilizers because imports faced pandemic-related shipping delays. Farmers hope to finish rice planting by June 1. COVID-19 has created many disruptions in the supply chain that few predicted. According to Agriculture.com, hardest hit are the pork, beef, and chicken producers dealing with the unprecedented backlog of animals due to the closures or slowdowns at meatpacking plants. New estimates by the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union show at least 30 meatpacking plants have closed at some point in the last 2 months, resulting in a 40% reduction in pork slaughter capacity and a 25% reduction in beef slaughter capacity. Global grains trader Archer Daniels Midland remains optimistic China will meet its Phase 1 farm product purchase commitments despite the slow pace of buying and recent criticism of China by President Trump. ADM CEO Juan Luciano tells AgWeb.com lower commodity prices due to the pandemic may limit the value of China's first-year U.S. ag product purchases, but it's a two-year commitment. Many worry China may not reach the deal's lofty purchase targets following a sluggish pace of buying. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.